Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I don't think that's a very good attitude.
It's Mike Shope.
You don't think? I don't think you should be butting in when I'm talking to my team. You're my assistant, okay? You're supposed to back me up and go get me juice boxes when I tell you. Now go get me a juice box.
You know who you're talking to.
It's the Bulldog.
I'm talking to the juice box guy.
You're crazy.
I'm not crazy. I'm just thirsty.
Why don't you go to hell?
No, you go to hell. While you're there, why don't you grab me a juice box?
I'm no juice box boy, I'll tell you that.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Never, and there's no doubt about it, has this room ever been more riveted by a Diamondbacks game.
I don't think I can start the show.
I want to wait too.
We got a bit pause. We're waiting for this high drama here at, what did you say the name of this ballpark is?
This would be Truist Park.
Truist Park
in Atlanta.
Wow, almost a wild pitch.
How did this happen? So, I get here, you're here before me today. I get here, the game's just kind of going along, it's on. I say something about, why not golf? And you're like, hasn't started yet. So we're on baseball. We're on Diamondbacks Braves. And I'm, you know, just checking it out.
Yeah.
We're both sort of alternating, taking looks at it. The ninth inning maybe started 10 to 4?
I think that's right.
10 to 3 or 10 to 4. Not
10-5 or more, yeah.
No, the first homer made it 10-5.
Yeah.
Arizona's losing to Atlanta. 10-5, 10-7. Both times I left the room. And came back, and right. Arizona hit home runs in the ninth inning.
The second home run was a 3-run shot, so it was 10-4.
2-run shot.
Sorry.
No, right?
I thought.
So you think it was 10-3?
Maybe.
Okay.
Well, the second time you left the room, when you walked back in, I think that guy had hit a 3-run home run.
Okay, then it would have been 10-3 to 10-4 to 10-7 to 10-9. 2 out, 2 on, 3-2. What have we got?
Oh boy,
we got a ball game.
We got a tie. We got extra innings on
That's
getaway
be
day.
The lead.
Extra innings. Oh yeah,
that's
right?
Going to be the lead.
That is the lead. That's 2 runs. Okay,
you know, it's sports.
What a job here by these Diamondbacks.
7 or 8 runs already in the ninth inning at Atlanta.
Thursday afternoon. Everyone wants to just get on the plane and go wherever they're going.
Cincinnati,
next, right? They're going to Cincinnati. Atlanta's going to San Francisco.
That's correct.
Right? We know these things because we're professional sports watchers.
We're locked in.
We are here. We've been watching this for 30 minutes, maybe.
Maybe.
But man,
I think this inning has gone 30
so
minutes.
So compelling.
I'm into it. I love it. We got an 8-run ninth. down 10-3 to 11-10 or 10-4 to 11, whatever it is.
Yeah, sorry. I might be botching that 2- or 3-run home run thing. But it's not that big a deal either way. It's a big comeback and not at all
what I was planning on talking about 5 minutes ago.
Sure. Well, there's always that, sure. But just, you know, cruise control. You know,
you gotta love baseball.
Just gonna get out of here. Let's just go. You know, we gotta get on the plane.
This is not possible in most sports.
How do you mean?
You're near the end of the game and you're way behind. There's nothing you can do about it.
Right.
Hockey, football, basketball. There's nothing you can do about it. You're down whatever the equivalent of 10-3 is. You know, almost to the end of the game. It's over. Yep. Your backups are in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Golf, you could blow up. You could have a lead in golf. You could go Vandeveld and blow up.
Double, and like suddenly it's tight.
Golf is never over till it's over. But, you know, football's definitely over before it's over many times. Mm-hmm. Hockey, basketball. Not baseball.
Yeah, whatever we could, I don't know, maybe there's some theory out there, an algorithm that would tell you what a comparable lead in the other sports would be to 10-3 or 10-4. But it's probably 2 scores in football at least.
It's the third quarter. You couldn't come back from whatever that is in, you know, this amount of time. You'd have to do it it's like the Bills Oilers.
Right.
Or something, where you'd have to come back from, you know, that far behind, but you'd have to have time to do it. In baseball, you know,
there's no time. It's just outs.
Just 3 outs.
You got to get the outs.
Who even knows if Arizona wanted to win this game?
No time limits.
You mentioned the plane. Like, who even knows if they were like, what would they have taken? How many guys on that team going into the top of the ninth inning would have taken a comeback? You take the comeback versus let's get out of here and eat. Go to Cincinnati.
I don't
have a night.
I don't have a grasp of the AL West standings or NL West standings.
They're
excuse
in
me.
Fourth. They're like 500.
Okay.
They're, you know, they were just in the World Series 2 years ago, but like they're pretty good. They're okay. Does a baseball team on June 5th really care?
There's definitely at least one guy on that team that has plans to meet someone in Cincinnati at a certain time.
Yes.
It could be a woman. It could just be an old college friend, whatever.
Could be dad.
I don't have to make this salacious, but, you know.
Could be anything.
Anyway, could be anything. That person or those persons, anyone that had that sort of arrangements, we're sitting in the dugout as the rally was started, just like going, oh, come on, man.
This was me once.
I don't need this right now.
This was sort of me once. You want to know that story?
Sure.
When I was doing my 1 year of AAA baseball, you know, I've referenced this before, and in a couple of examples, I think I'm right, sort of like feel like I was sort of made to be sort of, I was kind of set up, I think, a couple times.
Okay.
But I've known for many, many years that like my future was not in working for a team.
Mm-hmm.
Could never work for a team.
Right.
But in that particular year I was, and I didn't really know where I was going yet. So I was doing radio. I was the second guy. We traded innings, you know, like I was just sort of like, I was 23. And there was a night, I just met a woman that I was excited about, and she was waiting for me. And there was a night where it rained in like the eighth inning. And, you know, what am I doing? I'm looking at my phone. Was there a phone?
Yeah. I don't know if I looked at
1995.
You probably weren't looking at your phone.
I probably wasn't looking at my phone, but I was there were ways to find, like, what does the forecast look like? What are we looking at? It's AAA. Can we just call it? Right? Do I need to finish? I'm not on the team.
Do you remember the score of the game?
No. No. Okay. I have no idea what the score of the game was. I just remember it was pouring late. It was already late. Maybe it wasn't even close. Maybe the game wasn't close. So you just sort of like, let's bail.
Right.
In like normal life, you would just be like, all right, that's it.
Right. Fans probably left this field.
Fans left.
In droves.
In droves. And I'm sitting there going, do I really need to stay for this? I kind of want to leave. You know? You can relate.
But
I'm 23.
Oh my God. Yes.
I kind of want to leave. Who remembers this? I mean, it's so long. Like, yes, right? This feeling. So
but it's your inning, right? You can't you got to fill during a rain delay, right?
No, like, we were not even on the air.
Oh, wow.
No, we were not even on the air. It's the minors. Like, you're not on the air. You sent it to the network or something.
You mean Red Wings magazine took over? Like,
what was that? What would have been on?
A famous old game from the Red Wings archive?
Tim Neverett. How do you like that name?
All right.
How do you like that poll? Tim Neverett.
Neverett.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a late night, like Pharrell.
Okay.
Some late night national syndicated radio guy. You don't remember Tim Neverett?
No, I don't.
I think he went to do play-by-play for the Dodgers, even,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, I don't just recognize like the name.
Deep voice guy. I don't know if he had anything to say, but he was somebody that might have been who we flipped the switch to while the rain delay was happening in Rochester.
You're sitting there. You want to leave, but...
We're doing nothing.
Right. Except waiting for the rain to stop.
Except waiting for the rain to stop.
If you can finish this game.
And I go, you know what, guys? I'm going to take off. So I did. And they like 2 hours later, I want to say, they resumed the to my horror, they resumed the game.
Without?
And I wasn't there. And I'm sure that was bad.
Do you remember if there were any repercussions? Was there a meeting?
I remember that I was not hired back.
Okay.
I remember that I was not retained by the organization.
Right.
There was another time where... Like, again, like I'm not proud of any of this.
You recently
it was a great night. I'm not proud of any of this.
All right. You recently told a story about getting admonished for using, what phrase? You said something.
The Little Lefty.
The Little Lefty, right.
Yeah, yeah.
That's that same
30
year.
Years ago.
So you could have been, you know, not retained because of that?
I don't think I was considered a team player, and I don't think that judgment was incorrect.
Yeah, right. It doesn't sound like you were a team player.
No, I mean.
You wanted to leave to go meet a girl.
Yeah. I was making, I don't know, $25 a game or something like that, and right. I just made, I think it was a poor choice. Because what I always did, does anybody care about this? It's still 11-10 Diamondbacks.
Absolutely not. No. But please continue.
What I always did was like, you know, say yes to everything. That's my speech in schools. Always do it.
Right.
But for, you know, it's sort of, it kind of goes back and forth. You feel like you're not being respected, maybe, and then they're feeling like they're not being respected, and it just sort of gets worse.
Yeah.
Just like in a life situation. But I remember there was another time where it was rainy and super windy, and it was like, all right, all hands on deck. Let's go down to the field and, like, fix the field. And I'm thinking to myself, like, I didn't sign up for that. I'm not grounds crew.
Right. You want me to go rake mud?
Yeah, they wanted me to rake mud. I'm like, okay, I guess we're doing that.
Wow.
But that's kind of what the mentality you need.
That's the minor leagues, right.
Interesting to talk to like Pat about this, or guys that have really, you know, put their yeah. put their the hard yards in.
Yeah.
Quote, I mean, it's relative, but still, like, I don't know. So it's 11-10 Diamondbacks, bottom of the ninth.
Runner
that's
on first.
The story.
Yeah, so.
You want to know what I was going to ask you? We have Trista. We have Travis. Game's over.
Ball
Arizona
game.
Wins.
Inning-ending, game-ending, double play.
What a cool comeback.
Yeah. Let me go to the golf now. This is where that all started.
Do you know what I was going to ask? You don't know what I was going to ask you.
No.
I kind of liked it.
You started to say we got Trista and Travis today.
Trista and Travis.
Yeah.
I kind of liked it.
What you were going to ask me?
Yeah.
I think you still can. It's only 3:13.
Ready?
Yeah.
Rashad Bateman, Ravens receiver, got a contract extension today. 3 years, $36.75 million, $20 million guaranteed. Before you say it, I know he's your wide receiver. Would you do that for James Cook?
No.
So I think the most interesting, even maybe controversial thing from Bulldog about the Bills right now is that he does not want to pay James Cook 5 cents more, or is that going too far? Like, is there a new contract for James Cook that you would support?
It's anything under $10 million a year, maybe, yeah. But I don't even love that. I just think it's likely that you're going to regret it at some point. And I don't want to give really almost any running back a second contract. So, I definitely don't want it to be more than 10. Like I think I've said along, if they get 3 for 30, you know, something along that, those lines done, okay, you know, keep the peace. Kind of like you're saying, you know, let's keep the peace. But I don't need it to happen. I don't need it to happen. I think
you might need it to happen.
I don't know. I kind of doubt it. I just don't think there's any leverage on his side. And for all the talk about, you know, will the guys be mad, you know, if he's not taken care of? I mean, maybe. But they might also be mad if Cook doesn't show up and put in his time. Like, we're all in this together, right? So this is your situation. They've got you. You're stuck. And what are you going to do for us? You know, it should be a two-way street. I think we mostly look at it from a standpoint, I do myself, look at it from, you know, is Cook unhappy? And then does that spill over into the team? And is there a problem? But I think it's incumbent on the player to hold up his end of it too and be there for the guys. Like, you've got the contract. Let's go win this thing, and the business will take care of itself next offseason. I think there's something to be said for that. Do I want to interrupt? I'm enjoying the question.
No, I'm waiting. You're fine. We'll get it's
Tom.
Fine.
Tom Pelissero has just tweeted that. I'm going to read the tweet exactly as it's written here.
Please say Renegade A-Rod.
Renegade A-Rod, four-time NFL MVP Aaron Rodgers, informed the Steelers he'll fly to Pittsburgh on Friday and sign before next week's minicamp. Sources tell the insiders. Renegade A-Rod.
That's the Pittsburgh. You know, it's very clever.
Yeah.
He's not even A-Rod.
No.
He can't even be A-Rod. We have an A-Rod. Sorry. You're going to go
Renegade Aaron Rodgers. No, okay, no, but I don't need A-Rod there.
Who cares?
Anyway, so that's happening. That seems pretty significant. I mean, at least from a talking about it standpoint, I don't know how big of a deal it's going to be on the field for them, but still.
You just went into this whole thing about how, like, the players wouldn't respect Cook.
Maybe, yeah. That they would expect him to come in and give them what he's got.
Which is still, I believe, the likeliest scenario. But I still don't think the Bills will let it get to the point where Cook, the proverbial tail between his legs, comes in a week into training camp. Like, all right, well, whoops. I think they would want to have him on the team for the next 2 years. I think they would want that. So that fits. Like, then you have a compromise. Then if Cook isn't just completely unwilling to come down, which I think, you know, these kinds of things, usually the player does do that. So that's my prediction for what happens with him, and that the Bills would just not want scorched earth. Like, they're just not a team that has been that way or has incentive to do that right now. I think 8 years ago, sure, you want to get paid? I don't care. You're traded. That's it.
Right.
But other than the fact that he's a running back, and I think that's maybe the only way in to a scenario where they just refuse, like the Brandon Bean and second contracts for running backs. Like, I mean, our guest yesterday didn't, right, Ian, or maybe Rich Rebar, maybe other, lots of people have pointed that out. Like, that Bean does not have a history. He has no history of doing that. Other than the position in play here, I just don't think it makes sense for the Bills at all to ignore him, basically.
Well, I don't either think that just because he didn't sign, really, it was Ian Harditz yesterday who said it and then said very quickly, it's really only been Devin Singletary. Moss was gone before he even got halfway through his second year, I think, or maybe third, whatever. He just never got there. Singletary did. They let him go. And I thought that was the right call. I wouldn't assume that he doesn't want to do something with Cook, but the way that Bean sounded when he last addressed this was that they're so far apart on value that there's no point in continuing to talk because a compromise is not realistic. from where you think.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, you want us to get to and where we are. And, you know, somewhere in their lives maybe a place where they'd be willing to go to. But it's so far from where he wants to be as it is that what are we even talking about? There's no middle ground here. We don't like your middle ground even is way too much for us, if there even is one from Cook's standpoint. So that's why I think it's been most likely all along here that, you know, unless Cook really changes his tune, but, you know, for Cook's standpoint, this might qualify as sticking up for him. He might want to bet on himself. If he thinks whatever they're offering is so far under, my guess is that it is, under what he thinks he deserves, that what he would like to do is put down, and there is great risk in this, of course, playing a high collision, violent sport where injuries happen all the time. Bet on me. I'm gonna go give you this same year. You don't think I can get 16 touchdowns again, smart guy on the radio? Well, here I come.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go do it.
Enjoy your 9.
And then I'm gonna go off into the sunset in free agency.
Oof.
Your best chance to keep me is gone now. And, you know, Cook, they're a good team. He's going to get probably the same workload he had last year.
And, all 44% of it.
And expect to produce.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. That to me, there's not – it's not all one way. Like, the Bills don't want to do it. I think that, like I said, I think there probably has been a number they have. It's way below what he's looking for. And so a guy will eventually, sure, you want to stay away from the first mandatory thing of the year? Great. I'm not expecting him at minicamp either.
I think.
But I wouldn't be surprised if he walked in the first day of training camp and just said, okay, let's go. It's time to go play.
And I just don't think the Bills would show him up like that. To me, that's what that – I would see that as that, even though he already has that deal. But I think with Barkley and Henry and Swift and Mixon – last year's guys, and then Barkley and Henry again this year. The money, the cap always just shooting up. The money devoted to running backs, it would seem almost militant if the Bills did not give him something after that season on a team this good. I think maybe 2 years ago it would have seemed more like, no, right, this is fair. Mm-hmm. This is what you should do. But the way everything, with how much has changed in the last 2 years – in terms of running backs and money and the cap overall, I think it would come off really badly. This is where I'm sort of on Cook's side, I guess. Like, I think it would come off really badly if the Bills just basically said, no, you have a contract. I mean, that sounds like Ralph Wilson to me a little bit. That sounds like, you know, teams recognize like the situations and when a guy has outperformed his deal, and Cook really has. And if it's all, if you want to say like I sometimes do, if it's all about offensive line and Josh Allen and everything else, I mean, there were big runs, there were wins, the Chief game. I mean, I feel like he has. And teams, when that happens, tend to, you know, come across. Anyway, All right. Diamondbacks, this is still the first part of the – we're still just getting started here.
Yeah, we had Aaron Rodgers is coming to Pittsburgh to sign a contract. The Bills are being dragged back into the Ralph Wilson era here by you.
Yes. Hypothetically.
And yes, we had that that wild finish in the baseball game.
Hypothetically. I'm not saying this will – I think it won't happen. I think it won't happen. Rodgers will reportedly – travel to Pittsburgh tomorrow and sign and then be at mandatory minicamp. How about that? Next week. I would have guessed, I was assuming he would play for Pittsburgh, but skip all the minicamp stuff and then show up for training camp, kind of like how he played the Jets thing. But, oh, wow, what a guy. He's going to be at mandatory minicamp next week. They say Trista makes her return. That hasn't been that long.
No, it's been since the spring, you know.
A month?
Yeah, a little more maybe. Like when the NBA playoffs were starting, I think we would have touched base with
her. NFL draft? I don't know. Trista Crick coming up next. We'll talk about the NBA finals and the Aaron Rodgers story and more with Trista. It's always a good time. Travis Yost today. Edmonton wins game one in overtime. Last night over Florida. Game two is tomorrow night. And I've already sort of pinned you on what I think is your most, quote, controversial Bills take. I mean, you might not even agree with that. I had a good one.
So this is what we just talked about is what, that's what this is?
Not wanting to pay James Cook anything.
Right. Okay.
To me is like, that would be very weird. I have another one that I thought of last night. Today, news today in the NFL changed this a little bit, but I'm ready with a thing. I'm ready with a Bills idea that you're going to just think is ridiculous. I guess I want to say I hope everybody thinks it's ridiculous.
I think you're ridiculous.
I would be ridiculous to even mention this, but I'm going to do it at some point. Trista, after the break, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, thanks for listening. This is WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Saraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.